From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Stephanie Brush reading Crow in Stolen Colors by Marcia Simpson. Now let's begin with Prologue. From the troller's bow, the man watched wind right across Steamer Bay. The bay was poked like an arrow into the side of the island. The tide had barely turned to flood. He favored low tide and strange waters. At low tide, you could see more dangers. And for this raven man, elder of a dwindling ragtag village, dangers were everywhere. He could see a little notch of sandy beach over there. Odd, the way those black boulders lined up. He knew the ocean did some funny things with rocks, nudged them up in rows, threw them over logs and ledges. But the tide line curved with the shore, while that rock line was straight.
"The tide's coming in over those rocks," he said to his nephew, pointing at the shore. "Another hour, and they'll all be hidden. We'll row in. There's something wrong over there."
He took the little inflatable down from the wheelhouse roof and dropped it over the rail, steadying it while the boy climbed over. Then the man climbed down and took the oars.
"Tell a story," he told the boy.
The boy looked back at him, no smile except his eyes.
"One time," the boy said, "the grandmother is chasing her son through the forest to catch back from him the fish pole he stole. And the fish pole, it's shouting and catching trees."
"Only 7 winters on this earth, and already sassing," the man said. "You'd better watch yourself, or you'll be the bait on the hook of that fish pole. Now tell one of those I taught you."
The boy nodded, but his eyes laughed still.